Our farmers should be able to go freely to their farms. His Excellency, it looks as if our state government is against farming through deployment of many forces, roadblocks, and if you want to go to plant, you must first have money in your pocket. If you don't have money in your pocket, you will never reach Bulyanhulu. That is the biggest serious issue which is tackling our feeding. Because you know the government is not paying us, is not paying the civil servants. Please, on behalf of the citizens of Western Equatoria, can you prioritize, come up with order that anybody going to the farm should never be touched, should never be demanded any penny. Your people are suffering. I know we are telling you here, please report this to the Council of Ministers and to the Governor. And I've taken it on to myself to follow up this. We are grateful that many resolutions have come up. The people of Western Equatoria need peace, not the peace that comes from Juba. The people of Niger, they need peace. Please, can you facilitate the movement of the county commissioner to Niger immediately? Because there is a big challenge between civil military relationship that only needs the presence of a county commissioner. Please, can it be a priority for the state government, as well as the closest Nzara County, which is just here? We can even decide to escort him by foot. Don't worry. And we want leaders in those counties. So these are some of the things we really thank ANMIS. ANMIS, you are really following the mandate.